And we're back here to... What was the noise you just made?
I burped.
Great. Well, we're going to leave that one in. Thanks, everybody, for joining us for the bonus episode of Nurses. You, of course, get to pay for various noises that fall out of your beloved hosts.
Not as much as they used to, though, I gotta say.
That is very true, yeah. We sort of...
God, we'll clean up our acts a little
bit. Goddamn, do you remember, like, how many beers on average would we do during an episode?
I know I would do, normally I would do four or six.
Yeah, we would clean up.
We're doing, during a 1.5 hour recording, sure.
Oh my God, yeah, we would get through, probably 10 beers, I would say, between us. Goddamn. Well, we've moved on to Coke now, and then heroin's just around the corner, so looking forward to it. In the meantime, I believe we're going to read more posts for our beloved patrons.
Our beloved, handsome, talented patrons, yeah.
That's right. And so this definitely not small-dicked. Can you agree on that?
Not yet. The people will pay us the biggest girth.
Big fucking
vascular. This is from Yahoo News.
Okay.
Adele Renee, 27, used a host of aliases and a voice-changing app to mask her true identity while trawling social media sites to find victims for her ruse. Renee, a former staff nurse at Crosshouse Hospital in Ayrshire, also pretended close relatives were dying so that she could gain sympathy. She has now admitted on 18 separate charges of stalking, causing fear and alarm, sexual offenses, data protection breaches, attempting to pervert justice, and breaching bail conditions between 2012 and 2016. Renee was posing as a doctor, and her duplicity was uncovered when her mobile phone called a victim by accident while it was in her pocket, and a number matched Renee's Snapchat profile. Officers who visited her home found she had deleted her social media apps and internet history and tried to hide her mobile phone in the bathroom before deliberately locking it by inputting the wrong passcode.
Smart.
Sheriff Elizabeth McFarland told Renee, who was placed on the sex offenders registry, I have just heard the most astounding narrative of facts I think I've ever heard in my entire judicial career. So this lady was a nurse pretending to be a doctor. Catfishing people for their other women for their nudes. So,
wow, that's a move.
I have found that a good way to get nudes is just to post on Twitter. I wish I could see some tits right now, and people send them to you. So maybe she should have just tried that.
I don't know. Let Adele know that. Sheriff Elizabeth. Don't know about that. It's just not a name you expect to follow Sheriff, I gotta say. You expect, like, Hoss.
Or Sheriff Boss Hog. Yeah.
Yeah, a name like that. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a man's name. Now, speaking of such horrible opinions like that, a guy went to Google to leave a review for the hospital he stayed at. Man nurse. First time I have ever encountered a man nurse. Seriously, dude, do you have to compete with women in this specialty? You couldn't find another career choice? One star.
Folks, I'm telling you, toxic masculinity here. This guy's...
Yeah.
Compete with women. Yeah, I'm going to show these girls who's boss by becoming a male nurse. Okay.
Pretty good. One star for absolutely no other
no reason.
Context of care being bad. Didn't even say he was bad at nursing. Just said he was there. He was in the room.
Male nurse, disgusting. One star.
Maybe there's a person that just wanted, like, one of those the fetishist guys from the main episode that was like. Injured himself and was like, all right, here we go.
Here we go.
You're going to get a real hot number.
Get your hands away. You're not touching anything.
Yeah.
He's just, well, I'm on shift for the next 18 hours, so.
Yeah. You don't have to be nude all the time, sir. Just instantly nude patient. Not, like, still checking in, and he's like derobing.
Sir, I've told you. Yeah. So this next post is kind of a crossover with one of our previous episodes. Mm. So a nurse posted this caption on a selfie of her and her son on Instagram. Let me get real honest with y'all real quick. All right. I love working in the hospital. It was my dream for a long time. But the hardest thing I have to do is leave my baby to go to work. I hate spending such long hours away from him. I am so grateful to have a second income from Airbon that makes it so I only have to work part-time right now. And my passion is still nursing. But it's more than just slaving away in the hospital for the next 50 years with a cap on my income and a boss over my head. Very soon, I will be able to replace my hospital income with my business. I'm a healer, and Airbon gives me the ability to heal people in ways different from nursing, whether it be physically or financially. The two put together are a career I was once only dreaming of. So this lady's a big-time MLM simp.
That's right. What episode was that?
Oh, 68?
No way. There's no way. It was recent, wasn't it? Oh, man, I don't know. You know what, gang? It was recent.
I'll look it up while I'm finishing off this post. So then a couple weeks later, she shared a photo of her standing next to a brand new Mercedes-Benz on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And the license plate on it is TKSRBON, Takes Airbon.
Mm.
Takes Airbon is right. How blessed is my team to be driving in luxury? A gift from Airbon for helping other people. This business isn't about the cars, but it sure is a nice perk, huh? By the way, this is not a company-owned car. Airbon gives us a cash bonus to buy or lease our own.
Wow.
I love this business, and I've not regretted making it my quote-unquote full-time job one bit. I have time freedom and money freedom. 2 out of 4 management levels receive the Benz cash payout, and my Benz is next. Who's coming to my Mercedes presentation party? Mm. You can earn one too as long as you have the desire to work from your phone, care about your health, and teach others to do the same.
Hmm.
So then...
Sounds good. Rare success.
Yeah. She followed that one up a couple weeks later with this post.
Mm.
Hey, y'all. I'm really hurting to pay rent this month and have to sell my basically new iPad Pro and smart keyboard. Mm. It needs to go fast, and I've been screwed over on eBay twice, which wasted my time. If you wouldn't mind sharing this, it would really help get the word out. So,
yeah.
If you want more posts like that about people who are completely duped into MLM schemes, that was episode 81.
81.
Multi-level marketing. Still a while back.
9 weeks ago, folks, if you can believe it.
Right. Whole gestation period of a child. Started. Yep.
Is that 9 weeks?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. You know what? You knew all those nurses growing up. I'll take your word for it. I have no doubt that this lady, by the way, blames everyone who didn't go to her Mercedes presentation party. For not supporting her enough, forcing her to sell all of her dumb shit.
That's right.
It's their fault, not her. Okay, well, you can earn one as long as you have a desire to work from your phone, care about your health, teach others to do the same.
Yeah.
This is all. Did she actually get the Benz? Do we know? What's going on?
I don't think so. I don't think so. And I think she probably. Something happened where. If Airbon was her full-time job, that makes me think that she quit her actual real full-time job of being a nurse, where she was probably making not bad money.
Probably so. Making good money. And then, unfortunately, she had to figure out that, I still have to buy a whole bunch of shit with this Airbon thing, because that's how it works. It's not actually a real job. It's a fake thing. Now, a nurse posted this on Facebook. Welcome to our new future. Thank you for all of you who are the cow-tailing sheeple who think this is great. You have doomed the masses. Be careful. Listen to the center of this speak of the description of death versus suicide. Take the vaccine, slow death. Don't take slow suicide. You know who we are. You think vaccines are great and should be mandated. You didn't think they were going to inject you with death. That, he says, he who chooses the poison. That is what he said. Then talks about the plan, you who know who you are, and I personally blame you who accept this, making us who know the truth to have to fight for your sorry ignorant ass. For who all who are awake, welcome to the This Is Happening Now, and we need to unite.
What?
Great. Great. So,
now, To me, that doesn't seem good that a nurse is posting
that. Doesn't seem good that a nurse is going through the supply cabinet at work and chugging every possible medicinal substance in sight. Yeah, she sounds insane, which is very possible.
Sure. I mean, those long shifts, who wouldn't be, right?
That's right. Right. Hey, folks, in this day and age, in this economy,
mandated vaccines in this economy?
That lady's making $80,000 a year, and she posts that.
That's cool. All right. A person name of Trad Cat Weebo tweeted this out. It's nice, and I want to go outside and do something, but there's nothing to do, and everything just seems pointless. I can't take this solitary confinement anymore. I was alone before the plandemic, and they attached, that's plandemic, P-L-A-N,
sure, demic. That's fun.
And they attached an image of two very young anime girls to this post for some reason. And a person name of @Steve_Toolman, whose avatar is of a Japanese K-pop singer and bio reads, "Perverts are the most oppressed minority," responded, "Even when a county goes to quote-unquote green level of warning things, things are still going to be fucked up and closed and limited. What the fuck if green is still limited? Are they trying to make this the new normal? What the fuck is better than green? Fuck doctors, fuck nurses, fuck Bill Gates, fuck the plan." And then he attached an image of the K-pop singer from his avatar. So, I don't...
love attaching things to posts for no reason.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know.
I didn't know there was a Japanese Korean pop singers. Isn't that what K-pop means? Am I wrong?
No, that's no you're right. Means. I put Japanese in. That was my was my mistake.
I mean, maybe I'm sure there is, right?
Don't try to save this. Don't try to.
I mean, because the original guy likes Japanese stuff, so maybe.
Yeah, You know what? Or I'm just a fucking idiot. And
oh, that's fine.
All minorities look the same to me. Fine, I'll say it. God damn it, I'll say it.
Yeah, and you could be like this guy who hates green, apparently.
What the fuck? What is... Let's
well, maybe
it
it's because...
Here. What is green?
It might be because he's got a bad case of yellow fever.
Okay, what's your post? What is your...
This is a dude's rant on Facebook. Am I the only one who was irritated by the constant usage of the words coronavirus, front lines, battling, and so on? Mm-hmm. Being a nurse or any other essential person does not make you a hero, and it does not mean you're quote-unquote fighting on the front line of anything. You're doing your job because you need money, likely want to help people, and they need you. We have really got to stop calling everyone quote-unquote heroes. It's devaluing the word through overuse. You're not a hero for doing your job or being a good person. You're just a good person, and there's nothing wrong with that. Life doesn't need to be a feel-good exercise where everyone is coddled. Sometimes you do what you need to because you have to. Sometimes you do it because you want to. He then edited, "I stand by this. I'm outright saying that what they are doing makes them a good person. I'm rather irritated that that's a problem for some of you." So, a guy who is extremely anal about words for no reason at all is annoyed that some people are taking issue with his stupid shit that he's saying.
Yeah.
This is such a common thing where guys are like, can we stop using this certain word? Because, like, what do you mean devalues the word? Like, it's a fucking word, you idiot.
Yeah, but I have a feeling this guy is probably like a... the troops are the real heroes kind of guy. Like, I just get a sense.
That's very, very possible.
Oh, That's cool, though. Well, good. And I like that he stands by his shitty opinion.
Yeah.
You got to give him that.
Yep. I'm not going to be. I'm not going to change my mind, folks. That's don't worry. That'll never happen. You'll never see that happen.
I guarantee it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is another tweet. At Beyond Blonde 3 tweeted, to all the young witches out there, before we were classified as quote-unquote evil by some Christians, we were known as the healers of the community. I hope to see more and more young witches revive that concept by becoming nurses and doctors who will not refuse to treat LGBT plus people. And a lady whose display name is Stable Genius Sandy May replied, do nurses and doctors refuse to treat LGBT plus people in America? OMFG. To which the OP responded, the religious right is now making it possible for them to do that on religious grounds.
Wow. Intense. Which,
that's news to me.
Yeah.
But
have not heard that one. I went to Beyond Blonde 3's Twitter. Mm-hmm. This was her pinned tweet. Warning, warning, before you DM me. I'm doing fine, thanks. No, I don't want a pic of your dick. No, I'm not looking for a relationship. No, I don't want a quickie. If you want to get to know me better, check out my website. Bots be gone.
Okay.
Now, be honest, Christian. Did you follow these rules before you DM'd her?
I didn't see the pinned tweet. I don't read pinned tweets. I don't do that.
So you just barge right in there, huh?
That's not my bag, yeah. No, not really my...
Mm. Well, you let me know how that's going. This is from our relationship advice. My sister is studying to be a nurse at a Catholic university. She has a holistic anti-vax instructor that is trying to brainwash all her students. What do I do? User WP Toronto responded. Nothing you can do. She isn't getting educated, but rather indoctrinated. 90% of universities are run by liberal snowflakes. So... User Tater Tota responded, dude, this is so true. I had to confront a professor by continuously attempting to pigeonhole me into her ideology. I don't know why you're getting downvoted. LOL, just kidding, I do. So the libs are out in force downvoting people on this one.
That's what they do. A guy named Gabe tweeted, the cute nurse just had to shave my balls more because I didn't do a good enough job. LAMO.
Mm-hmm.
And someone replied, wonder what a ball shaving line item in a hospital bill looks like.
Mm.
And so I looked it up, and the average for groin preparation is the going rate is about $120.
Mm.
So
wow.
Could have saved himself a little slice of cheese there if he hadn't done a better job shaving his own dick and balls.
I know that's a massive ripoff because, Christian, you've been DMing women offering groin preparations for $15. Is that correct?
Is this the new bit? We're moving on from me calling me a pig to the... Okay.
So there's an article about teachers striking to get higher pay, and it was posted onto Facebook. A woman responded with this. It's a stressful job, but not worthy of higher pay. They already get day hours, weekends off, holidays off, 2 weeks off in winter and two more in spring, all their continuing ed paid for and on company time. They practically can't be fired unless they hit a child with witnesses. They get gifts from parents, public sympathy, and the whole summer off. If your heart is longing to support someone, support nurses. We not only have none of the above, but we catch deadly diseases at work, and one mistake can ruin one's career forever.
Mm.
Which I would say is also true of teaching, right?
Also could be teaching. Also, but on the whole thing as nurses can make one mistake and also ruin someone's life or kill them. So, mm-hmm.
Well, that's about as ruined as you can get, I guess.
That's pretty ruined. Yeah. Also telling this, this lady, nobody's forcing you to be a nurse, lady. So like, yeah. I don't know why you're so pissed off. Like, I don't know.
And also, like, if your heart is longing to support someone, what does that even, like, what do you mean? Like, what does it mean to be supported in this case? Just someone saying, atta girl. Like, what does it mean for someone to support a nurse over a teacher? Like,
I don't know.
In this case.
I honestly don't know.
This isn't like, it's not like they're drawing money from the same pot, are they?
I don't think so. No, because
we
as
have
far as I'm aware,
private
hospitals
healthcare
are
here.
Private, yeah.
Yes, which makes our country great. Please continue.
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying. All right. This is another tweet from @SheepEva11. Remember those zombie nurses from Silent Hill? They were so freaking hot. Mm-hmm. When I watched the walkthrough of the game as a preteen and the nurses appeared, I was like, my God, I want them all to stab me and then eat my brain.
Mm.
Later on, they posted fan art of one of the Silent Hill nurses, complete with a large circumcised penis dripping either blood or cum or both. I couldn't really tell.
Yeah,
but
probably both. I think that's that's literally what they used
would be,
on Metallica's Load album cover was blood and cum.
Great.
If you look at the album cover for Load, that's what that is. It's blood and cum.
I bet I know where that cum came from.
Please elaborate.
A penis.
Okay. Okay.
Interesting theory. I know.
I would love to hear more about that. So a guy on Facebook went on a little bit of a rant here. I think the age of feminism is a joke. I, as a registered nurse, am frequently told to become the quote-unquote muscles for any project. Weird. Equal pay for equal work, my ass. As a male nurse, I am frequently treated as a subservient. That is why I choose to be single. Fuck that bullshit. What the other sex may want from me, I shall never give them. I have my pride, and I won't die without it. I am a man. Fucking deal with it, you stupid fucking liberal Pacific Northwest. Yep.
Yeah.
Guy got told to do stuff at work and is single because of it.
Yeah. Now, this guy chooses to be single.
That's right.
Right.
That's
right,
absolutely
right.
100% his choice. There's certainly no outside factors with that at all.
No. Equal pay for equal work, Maya. Mm-hmm. Hey, can you roll this 400-pound guy over? Oh, what the fuck? What
this
the
big
fuck?
Fat patient we have. Can you please roll them over?
From last episode. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's right.
Another tweet. Don't know why they all got put at the end, but that's fine. @gorgeous_dia tweeted, "This male nurse in my nursing class just said he thinks all male nurses are gay. Well, what the fuck do that make you, fag?"
Mm.
Incredibly, no likes or retweets on this one. I feel with a little work, this could be a pretty good bit. But
yeah. And it sounds like something the last guy would say, right?
Yeah.
Seems like pulled from the same vault of knowledge and bits. Pretty good. Now, this post is from 4chan. We did another 4chan post on the main episode. This one's a little more pathetic. "I donate blood and plasma just so I can tell the nurse I feel cold afterwards, and then they tuck me in and bring me some hot chocolate, and it's the only time I ever feel cared for. My
God
mom never
damn.
Did that for me." Mm. And another anon responded with, "Fuck, why haven't I thought about this before? I'm too skinny to give blood, but the moment I get fat, I'm doing this."
God, that is... That's just so perverted. Like, it's not even, like... It's, like, so sad. That is just grim.
And it really... The two type of anons on 4chan are incredibly skinny or insanely fat. There's really nothing in between. I think this post shines a light on that.
It is literally a series of ones and zeros on that website. And I'm talking about the users, folks.
So. Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Yep.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh. Go on. T. Davarin posted this to Twitter. "I just want to give a big old shout out to the nurse that let me suck on her toes while I was in the psychiatric hospital."
Ugh. God. A lot of issues there. What, was it actually a nurse? This guy is cuckoo bananas. Who knows?
Somebody comes in there. Oh, man. One of the patients got into the scrubs again.
Yeah, I cannot fathom sucking a woman's toes for my enjoyment. A man's? Sure. That's... We've all... I've been to your house on those fun Saturday nights.
Let me for just say, what?
We, for toe sucking.
Would you look, read your last in, fucking post? Could just the, read your last look, post,
we're in the
please.
Premium. It's okay to talk about it. It's not a big deal. So I have one more post here. Thanks for listening, folks. This was asked on our conspiracy. Why aren't thousands of homeless dying in the streets from this virus? Interesting. And this is a response from THX138. Because this whole thing is a hoax. It's not about the flu. It's about creating a huge gay medical martial law state where everyone dresses in nurse outfits, washing everything they touch.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the plan.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Based on this guy's username, which is a George Lucas movie about people in the future living in a sterilized society, I think he actually thinks this... I think he likes this idea. I think he thinks it's good.
One of several fetishized nursing folks that we've discovered the last couple of hours of doing this. I think we've recorded 6 hours, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it feels like it, doesn't it?
But yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Remember, next week's episode, main episode, and the point two will be about Minecraft. So if you have any good Minecraft posts, let us know. You can send them in. You can call about it. Especially if you want to talk about a good old Notch. That guy, he's a real character. He's a
our good friend Notch.
A big fat billionaire who's created a video game and got rich off doing that, which is insane. And as you can imagine, that turns people to weirdos. So yeah, that's gonna be fun. We'll see you all then, right, Christian?
Yep. Yeah. Well, see and yeah. Okay. You know what? Forget it.
Bye.
Forget it.